when I didn't have no washing machine, had to wash by hand. Later years, it got to where I couldn't do it, and I had to hire me a colored woman to come in from Williamson every Monday morning and wash for me. But I've thought about it a lot of time. I don't know how I've ever done all that. No wonder I look like I've had a hard time.
Oh, I don't think so.
Sometimes I look at my hands and thank the Lord I still use my hands.
That's
you know?
Right. Mm-hmm.
Some people, you know, get old and their hands is all crumpled up and the rheumatism and all. I just look at my hand and I think, well, all the hard work them poor hands have done, and I can still use my hands. Isn't that wonderful?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That's right.
I don't have no rheumatism in my hand, you see.
Mm-hmm.
And honey, that's they lucky. Have done a lot of hard work.
That's right. Now, how would you call the mules or horses to get them
Whoa,
to come?
Get up.
What if they were out in the pasture?
You'd more or less whistle for them.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, they understood when you're supposed to holler for them.
Okay. How about cows? How would you call them?
Soup cow. Soup, 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 soup. I don't know how you spell soup. We had to have the cows named, you know. They'd all had a name.
Uh-huh.
They'd be down in the pasture and they'd get ready to milk. Just go out there and, soo cow, come on, soo cow. And they knew this feed waiting for them if we called them, you know.
Mm-hmm.
They knew this feed up there in that trough.
Mm-hmm. So they came out.
Yeah, they would.
What about the calves? Did you have a different way to call the calves, or did they come with them?
What?
The little calves.
Well, now, we didn't keep the calves in the pasture with the cows till they were weaned, you know. You'd have to keep them on the outside if you're going to wean them from the cow. You'd let them be with the cow so long, you know, but after a while, you'd wean them off of the cow because they'd be big enough to eat.
Mm-hmm.
I don't remember now how old you'd let the calves be before you'd wean them, but you would probably milk part of the milk and then turn the calf to it and leave him so many. See, she had four spigots to her udder, and you'd probably ever what you thought the calf needed, but you'd go get yours and then turn the calf and let him get his, you know, and he'd get every drop he could get.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, Lord, mercy, honey, I can save you. All that seems funny to you that never had met through all that.
Mm-hmm. Did they cry or anything when you were weaning them, the calves? They didn't make some kind of noise?
We got big enough to feed them, you know, we'd feed them.
Uh-huh. So, cry for their mothers or anything?
Well, sometimes they'd bawl, you know, bad, but anyway, yeah. I think about it a lot of times. I live through all this. Thing.
How about pigs? How would you call them?
What, pigs?
Mm-hmm.
I guess most of the time we just kept theirs in a pen, you know. They didn't run loose pigs.
You didn't call them up when you go to feed them or anything.
They would be in a lot. We'd have a lot that run out from the pen, you know, and in a pen where the trough was where we'd feed them. But they didn't run loose. The pigs didn't run loose.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. How about, did anybody raise any sheep around?
No, not to my knowledge. Uh-uh.
Okay. How about chickens?
Oh, yeah, we kept chicken, guineas, turkeys.
Mm-hmm.